I'm giving you now is the word before. So you want to write down the word before. The word before means first. I'm preaching to you the message of before. I'm not preaching to you the word since. So that means you want to skip a little room and put the word since. S-I-N-C-E. Two words you want to put down. Number one is before. Number two is the word since. You're going to leave yourself a little line, because I'm going to give you some scripture for before. I'm going to give you some scripture for since. We are preaching to you what happened before. Grace was given to us before the foundation of the world. All right? But it's coming to us now because of Christ made us a new creation, put us back into the dispensation of grace. And something else I'm going to show you, people live longer in the dispensation of grace than they live under the law. So I'm hoping spiritually you will renew your mind and get your, and God will help us all get back spiritually into the dispensation of grace. I'm sorry. It's not us no live. That's why I gave you all those teachings. It's Christ that lives in us now. It's not us that live no more. So our minds got to be totally renewed. It's not about you no more. All right, remember that was an exchange, my life for his. All right, now what I want to do is I want to go to 2 Timothy 1 and 9, because I want to show you the word before. The word before means one word, and that's first. All right, now in verse 9, who according, 2 Timothy 1 and 9, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Watch it says, according to his own purpose and grace. His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ before the world began. So when you preach grace, you're preaching what God gave you before Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Before the foundation of the world. Adam is the first foundation of the world. Christ is the new foundation. That's why you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's who he is, the new foundation. The old foundation was Adam. All right. Now, it's before the foundation of the world. All right. Now, let's go to another one. Remember the word first means, that's why he said remember. Remember what was given us in Christ. That's what Paul told Timothy. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:20. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 20. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 20. Thank you very much. All right, there we go. First Peter chapter 1 and verse 20 says, who verily was foreordained, talking about Christ. Matter of fact, let's go back to verse 18, because I want to make sure there's no misunderstanding that he's talking about Christ. Verse number 18, it says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed. He's talking to Israel. Paul is ministering the same thing right now to Israel. You were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world. So that's why when we are preaching Christ, Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in the last time talking to Israel for you. So we're going to also understand what does it mean by in these last times or these last days, because they were the last days. If you rightly divide the word, the last day was the last days of the gospel of the kingdom. That's what the last days were. All right. Now, what I want to do is give you another one. Let's go to Hebrew 4 and 3. Let me give you one more. Ephesians 1 and 4 on the before. Ephesians 1 and 4. I'm giving you three verses. The next is Ephesians 1 and 4. Everything I'm giving you was before. It's what God had for us before Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Christ was already crucified. All right, let's go to Ephesians 1 and 4. Let's read that one. According as he has chosen us. So I'm going to show you in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. We're just waiting on the screen. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Read. According as he has, past tense, chosen us in Christ. Say that with me. God chose me in Christ before the foundation of the world. Right. So it's not a mistake. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. That's why you must understand what God has done. All right. That's why you can't help him out, is my point. You need to do one thing, that's believe the gospel. According as he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. All right. Now, I'm giving you those three things. It's for before. Otherwise, this is what God did first, before he created Adam. Now, let's go see what he did since he created Adam. All right. Now, we know it's Adam is the foundation of the world, and we know you read 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Paul told you that Jesus Christ is the new foundation. All right. So, we know God only had two foundations, the foundation of the Old Testament, foundation of the New Testament. A foundation before the foundation of the world, foundation after or since the foundation of the world. All right. Let's go to Hebrews 4:3. The word since is time. Say it with me. The word since is time. The word before means first. Right. So what God did first is what you preach grace. When you preach since, you're preaching time. Time has ended. The gospel of the kingdom came in time. I'm going to show it to you. But the gospel of the kingdom ended. And yet people are preaching what's already ended, what's already finished. We are in the dispensation of grace now. But people won't preach the dispensation of grace because they don't know. So you are in a ministry where we are teaching the world. So that's why I tell you to listen, because I don't want you on my tape. I want them to hear what I'm saying. So especially when you sit up front. You know, if you can't help it, then you need to go in the back so they can't. You won't be on the tape. That's all I mean. All right. Now, let's keep going. Now, we're talking about the word since. The word since means time. Means time before, time after, or present time. It's time, period. All right. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. In verse number 3, I'm going to put these on the 9 o'clock service and the 11 o'clock because they are that important for what I'm going to minister on. I'm going to give you as much as I can today because I want to show you the gospel of the kingdom finished. So when they talk about the end, they was talking about the end of the world, they're talking about the end of Israel and the gospel of the kingdom. All right, that's over. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 3. Okay, let's read it. For we which have believed, you can always read with me, okay? For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he says, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. Although the works, this is the part you want to put down, the works were finished from, the word from is the same as since. The word were finished, the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Now you're not talking about your works. Come on, Christ. That's why in grace we don't have works. Because grace, there can't be grace and works. All right? The work were finished, past tense. Not going to be from the or since the foundation of the world. All right? Let me show you another one in Rome, in Revelation. We'll not get to that yet. I want to skip this. Let's go to Acts chapter 3 and verse 19. We'll get Revelation in a minute. Acts chapter 3. And verse 19, always when you use the term since the foundation of the world, it's time. It's what God said to Israel by the prophets. That's why Jesus came and Luke, write that down, I'm not going to 24:44. And he fulfilled everything that was in the gospel of the kingdom, which was time. We're going to have to go to it because I said it. Let's go there first. Luke 24:44, just one verse. The Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24 and 44. It's what God fulfilled. Christ came and fulfilled what was spoken in time to Israel. And the verse that go to that, we would also go to that, is Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. So Luke 24, 44. When you get there, just say amen. The gospel, Luke chapter 24 and verse 44. We're waiting on that screen. Luke chapter 24 and verse 44. Matthew, Mark, Luke 24, 44. Waiting on the screen. Matthew, Mark, Luke 24, 44. See, we got people training, so we have to be patient. Luke 24, 44. All right, got to go read now. And he says, it's not on the screen yet, but I have to go. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be what? Fulfilled. The word fulfilled mean what? End it. Remember, the word fulfilled mean what? End it. All things has had to be ended. See, that's why when Christ came, he is the end of all things. He's the fulfillment of all things. All right? And he said these, whenever you find Luke 24, 44, put on the screen. All right. And he said to them, these are the words which I spake to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, which was written in the prophets, which was written in the psalm concerning me. So all those things have been fulfilled. What does fulfill mean? End it. All right, finished. Remember no word complete. All right, please help them out to give me the scripture on the screen, Luke 24, 44, so we can just have it for the screen. All right, thank you. All right, let's move on. All right, let's move on. All right, now let's go to I can hear the first thing. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. Okay, thank you. All right. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Okay, so they get it together back there. We move up. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Also, Hebrews 1 letting you know also that time had ended. Remember, since the foundation of the world, time has ended. Time started in the B.C. So if you go back to B.C., you got 6,000 years, B.C. So you start the Bible, you will notice it began to decrease. The years get smaller. So if you got in one book, like when Christ came, you was down to like B.C. 30-something, right? But when Christ died, you was always, well, when, I'm sorry, you were down to B.C. 3. It had got, so when Christ came, because he was born in B.C. 3. So then A.D. started after his death. I'm talking about not that, his ministry, I'm sorry. After his death, you got A.D. 1. That's how you got 2024. But when you started your Bible off, you at B.C., you can look at your Bible, you see B.C. 500-some years, B.C. 400-some years. Anybody know what I'm talking about? All right. So somebody find me a book in the Old Covenant with B.C. and tell me what is B.C. whatever it is. All right. That's why you got 6,000 years, 600, I'm sorry, all the way down 6,000, isn't it? All right. That's why you're down now. You're up again 2,000 years ago when Christ came. So now you're up to, from there up to 2024. You do know how you got 2024. Y'all look at me like, all right. Now, find me when Israel went to captivity. There's one in Matthew that gave you a separation, told you from Adam, from Moses to this, to from David to this, broke it all down, and you found that one, give me that one. All right, so Hebrews chapter 1 is what I'm going to do right now. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2. All right. He's talking about time. Watch what he says. God in sundry times, old times, right? And in divers manners, spake in time past. See the word time? Right. He spake in time past unto the fathers, how? By the prophets. So that's why Christ had to fulfill time. So when the Bible said the end of the world, he's talking about the end of time. Everything that happened since the foundation of the world has just ended. Because grace was not since the foundation of the world, was it? Grace was before. I gave you that. The first verse I gave you, 2 Timothy 1 and 9. Grace was before the foundation of the world. So God is giving you what he had planned for us before Adam ate of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. All right. That's what the gospel, his purpose. All right. God has sundry time and divers manner spake in time past to the Father by the prophet, hath in these last days of what? Of time. Last days of the kingdom. Spoke unto us by his Son, which he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. The word worlds there are 12 tribes of Israel. All this is information you need. The word world, single, is Israel. Worlds are the 12 nations of Israel. All right. So you always know what that means. So when the Bible says God so loved the world, he's not talking about Pontiac, Michigan. Thank God for Pontiac. But there was no Pontiac, Michigan, was it, 2,000 years ago? It's not hard, is it? All right. Now, but there was the world, and the world was Israel. All right. He said that about them because they had been in all these countries. Israel had been in Egypt 400 years. See, all he'd been to Babylon. They'd been in Babylon 70 years. See, all that's why he called them the world, okay? Those nations was there, but God's Bible is not about them. God's Bible is about the creation of Israel. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth, talking about Israel, and the promised land. That's God's Bible about. And how Christ came here. All right, that's what you got to understand. All right, now what I gave you the word since. I need to give you one more. I told you to Acts 3, 19 through 23 before we went to that. Acts chapter 3, verse 19 through 23. What he's given us is what he gave the prophets before, since the foundation of the world. He spoke to Israel by the prophets. He spoke to Israel through the Psalms and also the Moses, the law of Moses. That's all been finished, fulfilled. All right? Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 when you get there. All right, waiting on the screen. Acts 3, 19. Now, this is what he says. I'm giving you this now because when I go back to John the Baptist, when I go all the way back, as a matter of fact, what we'll do after this, we'll go back, write this down, because this is what we want to get to. We want to get to Malachi chapter 4, 1 through 6. Everything I'm giving you now is to take you back to Malachi, because the gospel of the kingdom was never preached to Gentiles. People have been preaching the gospel of the kingdom the last less than 100 years to Gentiles, because they didn't know. So we got to dig our way out of this stuff. All right. Find grace. Because Acts chapter 3 and verse 19 is where we're at now. Read. Repent ye therefore and be converted. That's the only thing that can happen to people under the dispensation of the kingdom, if you take a note, is to be converted. We're going to give you words through the teaching this morning to show you what converted means. Converted means to turn to God and live for God. You hear it this way: believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and love one another. That's all they had to do under the dispensation of the kingdom to be saved. Remember, I say to be saved. They were put in the kingdom. That's how they were saved. That's why you had the kingdom of heaven. They enter into the kingdom of heaven. But everything was a type. The kingdom of heaven that they entered would be Christ. The kingdom of God, Luke 17, 20, from last week, is in you. Luke 17, 20, 21, the kingdom of God is in you. Well, the kingdom of God is Christ. But they didn't know that, because everything they had to do, they had to receive it by faith. Everything. As a matter of fact, the whole gospel of the kingdom of God was a faith journey. If you take it in a new covenant and stand up in the old covenant and put Moses in it it would be from the time they killed the lamb and the blood on the lamb and the blood on the doorpost, and 40 years later, they will get to grace. That's what the gospel of the kingdom represented. Let me say it again. If you take the gospel of the kingdom and you stand it up in a new covenant with Moses coming out of Egypt, they just killed the lamb. Jesus just died. See, if you parallel, Jesus just died on the cross. 40 years later, grace will come to the Jew. Grace already came, but they rejected the kingdom. They rejected Christ. See, they rejected everything. So they had to wait until the end of the world, Peter said, when grace come or be revealed. Now, they had to go through. Let's go to what? Acts chapter number 3 and verse 19. Repent. So the reason why he's saying repent, therefore, and be converted. Repent and be converted. That's the only thing they could do in the old covenant, in the gospel of the kingdom, to be saved. That was the message from the day from John the Baptist preached it, Jesus preached it, Peter preached it, James, John, all preached the gospel of the kingdom. Repent and be converted. Only thing they don't have there is the word baptized yet, and they'll get that down a little later. All right, but those are the things they had to do. They had to repent, be baptized, because each one of those things meant something, and be converted. Because converted means they had to turn back to God. This message was a 40-year long. The gospel of the kingdom was for 40 years. It's equal to Israel coming out of Egypt and going to the promised land. Going to take them 40 years. It's exact parallel. All right? So verse number 19 again. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Remember, they rejected Christ. So they had to get their righteousness, Romans 3:30, by faith. Meaning you got to do it themselves. We got ours through faith. Meaning Christ did it for us. We just got to believe the word. And he shall send, he's talking to Israel, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which was, past tense, preached unto you. He's already preached to you 3.5 years. He's going to send you Jesus Christ, who was preached unto you, whom now he was in heaven, he was in the kingdom of heaven, until the time. Now we know where he was, because he was in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. I don't have time, but to put in your notes, you are come to Mount Zion is the verse I'm looking for. I hope I'm right with the scripture. You are come to Mount Zion. That's where Jesus, that's why the Bible told you in Romans chapter 9, when I go there, it's going to show you that God will send a deliverer out of Zion. Hebrews 12, 22, that's the verse. Whom the heaven must receive. Where was he? He was in heaven, but he was in the kingdom. All right, that's where he was. He was in Mount Zion. He was in Jerusalem. The heavenly Jerusalem. Not the earth. All right. Whom the heaven must receive unto the time of restitution. That word restitution is the same thing as restoration. Restoration was grace. Until the times of grace, restitution of all things, or the recovery of all things, or the returning of all things. So everything will go back to normal. That's what grace did. Which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets. Watch this. Since the world began. Since the world began has to do with the word time. Since the world began. For Moses truly said, the fathers of prophet. Moses, this is what Moses says. The Lord is going to send a prophet. He's going to raise up a prophet unto you, as like your brothers Moses, like unto me, Moses. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever you shall. What he going to say? That's what who was Jesus. And it shall come to pass. See, this is what we got to understand, that why people didn't understand the gospel of the kingdom. That's why they think that at the end, not long, this is what's going to happen to us. This is why you hear so many people when they see something happen, well, you know the end of the world is coming. Well, you know, not. That's all. This, the gospel of the kingdom is finished. It's all happened. It had to happen before grace came. My point is the kingdom came, but they didn't know what it was. Paul preached the kingdom, but he preached it as Christ. So we know grace came. If grace didn't come, you wouldn't be in grace. Paul told us in Romans 6:14 that we are in the dispensation of grace. The dispensation of grace was given to Paul. And it shall come to pass that every soul, see, they could not be born again under the dispensation of the kingdom. They could only be saved. It's the soul that's saved. It's not, soul is not born again under the dispensation of the kingdom. The soul is only saved. That's why when I get the book of Revelation, you're going to see souls under the altar. Because they was waiting to be clothed. And that could not happen until God gave them the new birth like he gave you. All right? You are a new creation. And it shall come to pass that every soul which was not here, that prophet Jesus, shall be destroyed from among the people. And yet people don't think that happened. That happened under the dispensation of the kingdom, not the dispensation of grace. That's what we must understand. All right. Now, I told you we're going to go somewhere. Did I give you some? Let's go do some word sense again. I got another sense here. Let's go to Luke 1:7. I'm going to give you all those sense. Luke 1:70. Luke 1:70. And then we're going to go to show you that there are three times I want to show you. Luke 1:70 first. Luke 1:70. And as he spake. Now Luke 1:70 is talking about God raised up unto a horn of salvation for us in the house of David, in the house of his servant David. And as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophet. See, everything that was prophesied was finished under the gospel of the kingdom. So you cannot get the grace unless everything that God said had been finished. See, they had finished crossing the Red Sea and going through the wilderness. That was a time of miracles. See, that's why people only preach to you miracles and signs and wonders, because they only preach you the gospel of the kingdom. See, that's what God gave his 12 disciples. That's what God gave Moses. And God gave Moses not only 12, but he gave him 70. That was during the time of the kingdom, which was crossing of the wilderness, where you had to have faith. They got water from the rock. They rivers were turned to sweet water. They got food from heaven. See, everything was miracles. That was a time like the time that Jesus taught the gospel of the kingdom. That's why they would know Jesus was that Messiah, because of the miracles and the signs and the wonder that he did for 3.5 years. But they did not understand their visitation. Now, I want you to put down Malachi chapter 4, 1 through 6, but also I want you to put down Joel chapter 2, verse 28 through 32. I think I can stop right there. Luke 1:7 is where I am. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Now he's talking about the prophecy of Zechariah, talking about blessed the God of our father Israel, which hath visited us and redeemed his people. See, all that was spoken that he would do for the foundation of the world. Why? Because Israel is supposed to be kings and priests. So you're going to have to, I'm going to have to back up for what you got now, put what I've given you now on top of that. Because I wanted you to put down kings and priests in your notes. Israel, the purpose of the gospel of the kingdom was to make Israel kings and priests. All right, so let's go back to Exodus 19:5. This was the purpose of the kingdom. That's why it was finished. And I'm going to take the rest of my time, and I'm going to go right on through the book of Revelation and show you why Christ had to redeem Israel, the verse I just quoted, so they could become kings and priests. He made us sons of God through his new creation, but he made them kings and priests because he had promised them. So let's go back to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and verse 6. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and verse 6. Now, this is what God told them at Mount Sinai. But they couldn't get this if they didn't keep the commandments. So Christ had to come and fulfill all of the scriptures, keep the commandment, fulfill the law, fulfill the prophets, fulfill the psalm before they could get what they needed, and that's a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. That's who God made them. That's not us. We are not angels neither, while I'm saying that. We don't get our wings and all that stuff. We are sons of God. God created us because before the foundation of the world, he chose us to be sons. That's what God wanted. That's why God sent Christ here. See, all that's coming, going to be taught you. The reason why he chose Christ, because he wants sons for us. Israel were kings and priests. You are the sons of God. Okay. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now therefore, this is what Moses is telling him. Now therefore, if you would obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant. They didn't do it. So Christ had to come and fulfill this for them so God could get kings and priests. That's what the book of Revelation is about. That's why you see that all the way through the book. But he had to destroy those ones that didn't want Christ and then make sure he would have kings and priests. All right, here verse number 5 again. Now therefore, if you would obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. Now, when he says all the earth, he's talking about all of Israel. All of Israel is mine. Remember, he's not talking about anybody, Babylon and Assyria. He's not talking about that. Although they were there, Egyptian, all that was there. But he's talking about Israel. All Israel is mine. So you got to keep that, because if you go to a scripture that says the earth is the Lord, he's not talking about everything else. He's talking about all Israel is mine. The earth is the Lord. They were his inheritance. That's what he's talking about. All right. Now, therefore, if you would obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you'll be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. Talking about all the earth. God started this, if you notice, with Moses. God made all those people begin to do that, and then we had some people who complained, and then God rebuked him. Moses rebuked him. I won't get that. It's when he chose the 70. Maybe I'll give you that the next time. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the children of Israel. Now remember, this is what God told Moses, what he wanted them to be. All right, now let's go to Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. Write these down. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. 1 Peter 2, verse 5 and verse 9. Revelation 1 and 6. Revelation 5 and 10. That's first we're going to go with that. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 6. All right. Israel had already destroyed the Canaanite culture by destroying all of their stuff. I'm going to get to that a little later, not now. By destroying all of their culture, all of the idols and the images and stuff like that. All right? In verse 6, Deuteronomy 7 and verse 6, we're waiting on the screen. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse number 6. Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus. All right. Verse 6. For thou art an holy people. Watch what he said to them. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be what? A special people unto himself. Remember, they were God's inheritance. to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number. Because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people. See, God chose Israel since the foundation of the world. God chose us before the foundation of the world, if you're taking notes. God chose us before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1 and 4, to be his sons. God chose Israel since the foundation of the world to be his peculiar people, to be his treasure, and to be his kings and priests in the earth. Not the physical earth, but in Zion, Hebrews 12:22. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people to himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you and choose you because you were more in number than any people. You were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, because he would keep his oath, which he has sworn to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand. He redeemed you out of the house of bondage from the hands of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he's God, he's faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. All right, that's 4,000 years. All right, 4,000. All right, let's move on. And verse 10 is my key verse. But he repayeth them that hate him to their face, to destroy them. He would not be slack to those that hate him. He will repay them to their face. So just don't forget that part, because that's what happened at the end of the gospel of the kingdom. All right. Those people did not want God was destroyed with fire. All right. Just like they were during the day. That's why Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. He's talking about in the gospel of the kingdom, at the end of the gospel of the kingdom. Those people who do not want me will be destroyed. Those people who do want me will be put into Christ, just like the people was put into Noah's ark. That's what he was teaching you. All right. All right. Am I done with the word sense here? What do I need to go through? All right. 1 Peter 2:5. Yeah, I'm dealing with the word kingdom and priest. 1 Peter 2:5. And verse number 9, 1 Peter. Remember, Peter wrote to Jews. Peter preached to Jews. All right, 1 Peter. After Hebrews, James and Peter. All right, 1 Peter 2. Didn't think he was so far over there, Peter. All right, 1 Peter chapter number 2. All right, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. On the screen, 1 Peter 2:5. Here we go, read. You also, as lively stone, are built up a spiritual house. He's not talking to you. You want to see who we are? Hold your finger right there. No, write it down. We can't take the person through that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 18, 19, 20. He told you also the same thing, but you're the household of God. Here, they were the spiritual house too. You also are lively stone, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion. I don't want that. I just want verse 5. Go to verse 9. Verse 9 says, you are a chosen generation. He's talking to Israel. You are a chosen generation, watch this, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Watch this, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now the people of God. See, you are not the people of God. You are the sons of God. You were created in Christ. You are God's own children. You represent Christ in the earth. You are the body of Christ. They are God's people. All right? Peculiar people, that you should show forth the praise of him who would call you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. They are called the people of God. That's not you. All right. What else I say I'm going to give you? Revelation 1 and 5. Thank you. And then Revelation 5 and 10. Are you learning the word? All right. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5. See, the gospel of the kingdom is a total ministry that was finished from the time Jesus, Moses killed the lamb until they crossed into promised land. There had to be 40 years. Moses' ministry was broken up into 3 times 40. Moses was 120 years old. He spent the first 40 years in Egypt. The second 40 years he spent as a husband with his wife in Zion. That's Hebrew chapter 10. That's where he was for 40 years. At the end of 40 years, Moses came back as a deliverer. That's why Romans 9, I think 23, I'm not, you can check it out. And God shall send the deliverer out of Zion. See, if you know where Moses was, Moses spent the first 40 years in Egypt. The second 40 years he spent with Israel as a deliverer. I'm sorry, as a father. He went home and got married. And he had 2 sons. Gershom is one of them. And then after that, now God used him the last 40 years of his life when he turned to be 80 as a deliverer. His job was to take Israel to the promised land. See, if you understand Moses, you would know Jesus. Jesus said, because he talked about me. So if you don't understand Moses, see, that's how you got to understand Moses, the same way. The 40 years in the wilderness were the same thing as Israel in the wilderness for 40 years. The gospel of the kingdom lasted 40 years. After that, grace came. See, that's why when John the Baptist came, he was 400 years after Malachi. That's why I'm going to go back to Malachi and show you. I'm going to go back to also Joel 2:28. Those are things I need to do in this service. All right, Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, we are there. Read. And this letter is from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of earth. Who is he? He's the prince of the kings of the earth. Who are the kings of the earth? Come on, I gave them to you. You got to get the Israel. See, Israel is a priest and a king. I told you who you are. You are sons of God. You know priest, you know king, you know angel. You're sons of God. All right. Your job is to be like Jesus in this earth. You represent Jesus in the earth. God, except John 12:24, except a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies on the body alone, but if it dies, going to bring forth much fruit. And that's who we are. We are the Christ. You kill one man called Jesus the Christ, now you have a whole planet full of Jesus the Christ. But we are not called Jesus, we are Earl the Christ. And your first name, okay? We are the body of Christ. All right. All right, now you got Christ. Christ's ministry is found in 2 Corinthians. I already gave it to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Christ's ministry is found there in verse number 17, 18, and 19. Let me give it to you again. The ministry of reconciliation. So you got to know your ministry. It's not Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's why so many people's minds are messed up today. They don't know what the ministry of the church. Your ministry is the ministry of reconciliation. Your ministry is to reconcile people to God. Reconciliation. Bring people over to the grace of God. Bring them out of this law and this kingdom message into God's grace. But you got to make sure you are there first. And to be there, you have to have the spirit. Then you're going to have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. And that's all Christ. All right? But that got to be a part of your mentality now. All right, Revelation 1 and 5 again. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, he is the first begotten of the dead. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. unto him that loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood. He's talking about Israel. That's what happened to Israel. He loved them. He washed them from their sins in his own blood. Let's go look at verse 9. Same chapter, Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9. I gave you Revelation 1 and 5 and 9. Verse 9, John, who also your brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom. Where's John at? John's in the kingdom, because that's all you had then. In the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I'm in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's where he was. All right, go to Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. See, he made them kings and priests, but he made you sons of God. So you have to know what God made us. He created us in Christ. That's the gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. That's us. But he made them kings and priests under their God. Revelation chapter 5. But let's read it. Verse 10. I'm sorry, let's do verse 9. Can we back up one verse? Revelation 5 and verse number 9 and 10. Let's read. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou was past tense slain and has redeemed us unto God. Thou was slain. Well, when was he slain? Before the foundation of the world. That's Revelation 13 and 8, in case I don't get a chance to give it to you. See, he was slain. So everything Jesus came to do was to fulfill what had already happened. That's why you'll hear someplace he'll say again. All right? And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof, for thou was slain. I like that verse, thou was slain. We'll show you that a little later. And hast, past tense, redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Now look at verse 10. This is my key verse. It says, and hath made us unto our God what? That's who he made Israel. He made them kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Not us. See, that's why people are talking about he's going to reign for 1,000 years. It wasn't us. This happened. This happened. Remember, you've been on earth 2,000 years now since Christ died. See, so we think it's us. No, this you're not reigning on the earth. You are heavenly. You are heavenly, not earthly. You sit together. See, you have to know your covenant and stay with it. Don't let nobody tell you. You sit together in a heavenly place in Christ. Don't let nobody tell you you're going to reign on the earth for 1,000 years. Reign on the earth, you in heaven. Why you going to get up and try to... You see why they're confusing? Because people don't know. All right, but you're going to find out here. So verse 10, once again, has made us. Has made us. They were made, you were created. Made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth forever. Right, that's kings and priests, but that's not us. All right, now, let's do the stuff we got so we can set my time clock coming up here. All right, where are we going to go? Well, let me give you Revelation 13:8 while I'm there. Then I'm going to go back to Hebrews, where we can set our time clock back to another 10 minutes. All right. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. From the book of Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. I do have 10 minutes. Revelation 13, 8. One verse. Revelation 13, that's it, 10 minutes. Revelation 13 and 8. Here we go. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Who worship him? The beast. So you can realize the beast was doing the gospel of the kingdom, not your dispensation. Come on, do that with me. Thank God, right? See, the gospel, that's why you write to divide the word. The gospel of the kingdom is when the image of the beast was, not yours. Not yours. There's no beast in grace. Ah, oh, Lord Jesus. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, which was Israel, whose name are not written in the book of life, that was Israel, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. See, your message is before the foundation of the world. Grace. the beast was since the foundation of the world. For Israel, not you. All right, what else I gave you? I gave you Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. That's all I needed for right now. All right, now I gave you some scripture. Malachi. Let's go to Malachi. The book before. Matter of fact, let's go back to Job. No. Both of them are going to say the same thing. But let's go back to Malachi first. I gave you that first. Malachi 4. And then we're going to close out with Joel. And I think we gave a lot for first class. Now, I got a bill on that for next service. All right. Now, Malachi chapter 4, verse 1. Your heading should say that, my heading said, the Lord's day is coming. Which is called in the Old Testament, the day of the Lord. The Lord's day is coming. The Lord's day is not coming to you. See, if you go back and read a lot of the things in the New Covenant, it's talking to people who were. That's why I like that rightly dividing the word. So if you notice that the books that were given to Israel is where you're going to find things like that in, like Romans, 1 and 2 Corinthians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, Hebrews, Galatians. Okay, I thought you might have them down pat. All right, but anyway, you got to watch when you read those books because they mostly to Jews. So when you get things in there, you got to really make sure. That's why you got to write the divide the word of truth. But when you get over here, that's why when you read 1 Corinthians is going to tell you, let me go there first, and then we go to Malachi. Hold your finger right here in Malachi 4. Are you at Malachi? Let's do Malachi 4. Let's do that. I'm sorry, I got a person training. I don't want to take him through that. Let's do Malachi 4, 1, and then we're going to go to Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Then we're going to close out with 1 Corinthians 15. Start somewhere like verse number 23. All right, I'm waiting on the screen. Malachi 4, 1. Last book in the Old Covenant before Matthew, if it's hard to find. Let's read. For behold, the day cometh, one day, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven. All the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now that's what Jesus told them in John chapter 15. I'm the vine, you the branches. Every branch that abideth not in me shall be burned up. That's what he taught you. But he didn't teach you. That's the gospel of the kingdom. In the gospel of the kingdom, it's such an awesome thing, the power that the disciples had. They had power to forgive sin. It's powerful, huh? We'll show you that later. That's why a lot of people want the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is gone. All right. Now, in verse number 1 again, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be a stubble. And the day cometh that shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wing, and you shall go forth and grow up as calves in the stall. Verse 3, you shall tread down the wicked. Now remember, he said they going to do it, because that's what happened when they came out of Egypt. When the wicked rebelled, Moses told Israel that the priest shall take their sword and kill those that rebel against Moses. That's when they threw the Ten Commandments into the fire. All right, in case you don't know. And you shall tread down the wicked. You. For they shall be ashes under your feet. See, they had to do it. The righteous had to destroy the wicked. For you shall be, that's why when Jesus came, he said, any man love mother, father, brother more than me is not worthy of me. Otherwise, you can't follow me. One day you may have to take care of your mother with the sword, brother and sister, because they're going to be your enemies. See, that's the gospel of the kingdom. All right. You shall tread down the wicked. And it says, for they shall be ashes on your feet, and you shall... and on your feet in the day that I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts. Remember ye the law of Moses, his servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and the judgment. Now he's going to tell you what I need to say. Behold, I will send you Elijah. Underline that word. E-L-I-J-A-H. Now, we saw Elijah in the Kings. In the Kings. We saw Elijah, and after that, we saw Elisha. S-H-A. J-A-H-S-H-A. Now, Elijah was John the Baptist. Elisha was Jesus. All right. That's why Jesus could not come in ministry without a father in ministry. John the Baptist was a priest. That's why he was able to be the person to be a forerunner for Jesus. All right. Behold, I will send you Elijah. Elisha, father in ministry. The prophet. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. I just gave you and showed you the day of the Lord. But before that, Elijah coming. Elijah was John the Baptist. Okay, I give you that hope in the next service. He told you that. Let me show you that to you. Let's go to Matthew 17 quickly. Let me read this first for the person who has to go in the way. Then I show you John the Baptist. All right. Behold, I send you Elijah. Put that in your note. Matthew 17, 11 and 12. Luke 11, 17. Mark 9, 11. I'm going to give them to you again. Matthew chapter 17, 11 and 12. Luke 11, 17. Mark 9 and 11. Put one more. Matthew 11 and 14. John the Baptist. He told him Elijah is John the Baptist. So Elijah has already come. He said, here, behold, I send you Elijah. This is how you're going to know. Once Elijah comes, the prophet, he's going to come before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he's going to do something. He's going to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Now, you want to put that down. That means conversion. That means to convert them. He's going to turn the hearts of the father to the children. You want to put down in Matthew chapter 13, because I'm going to go back to that and going to show it to you. Matthew chapter 13, the converting of the sinner. And that's found, Isaiah said that, Matthew said it, and Jesus taught that in Matthew chapter 13. And we're going to look down there somewhere at verse 10 through 15. All right? He shall turn the hearts of the father to the children and the hearts of the children to the father. That has to happen. And he says, if that don't happen, I will come and smite them with a curse. You see the word earth again? That's Israel. See, they are called the world. They're called the earth. They're called the heaven if they're in Jerusalem. See, all that's Israel. I will come and smite the earth with a curse. He's not talking about the planet. He's talking about people. They will be converted. I gave you the word convert the last week. I'm gonna take you through that the next service. All right, let's go to Joel, because I got to finish that, right? Let's go back to Joel, and then we'll start off on the gospel of the kingdom the next service, because I'm going to show you why Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and why John the Baptist preached the gospel of the kingdom. And what was the gospel of the kingdom? Repent, be baptized. That's the gospel of the kingdom message. That's what you're hearing. You're not hearing by grace you're saved. And under the gospel of the kingdom, you can only have converts. You can convert somebody. That's why Jesus told him, you have proselytes. You make them twofold the child of hell than yourself. Listen, the gospel of the kingdom is only to make people like the denomination you joined. Let me say it again. The gospel of the kingdom message is only to make people like the church you joined. So if you're in a Baptist church, they are to teach you how to be a Baptist. That's why they have conventions. Church of God in Christ, they have conventions. What? To teach you how to be a good Kojic. Word of Faith have conventions. Why? To teach you how to be a Word of Faith. Every denomination, Catholics, Protestant, is to teach you how to be of their denomination. So if you go to a Pentecostal church, they strong suit is speaking in tongues, gifts of the Spirit. Their job is to teach you how to be a Pentecostal, or to teach you how to be a oneness, or all these, whatever denomination is. They can only convert you. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a person from heaven living in a person on earth. Not a religion. Christianity is God made Christians Christ-like, or put Christ in them and called them Christians. You are not a denomination. Everything else is denomination. Because they are not to make you, they are not to make you or give you eternal life. Denomination can't give you eternal life. They can only convert you. Let's finish Joel. I can't even do Joel this service. My time is already gone. Let's go to, we have to do the next service. I will start with Joel. I can't do it this service. All your notes, hold them. Use it. Help me out the next service. 1 Corinthians 15, come in your camera. Come on, stand up on your feet. Thank you for your cooperation so well this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Let's get the Lord a great big hand. Come on. First Corinthians chapter 15, we're going to start verse 1. Moreover, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you. This is why Paul keeps saying you need to hear the gospel that I preach to you, not what Peter preached to you. We're going to go through that next service. We're going to show you Peter preached to you the same thing Jesus taught them in Matthew chapter number 28. And I'm going to show you Matthew 28, Mark 16, and Luke 28. All those books taught you at the end of the chapter the apostles' doctrine. I'm not here to teach you the apostles' doctrine. I'm here to teach you the gospel of grace, the gospel of Christ. All right. 1 Corinthians 15, moreover, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preach to you, which also you have received, and where you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. Paul preached the gospel of Christ, or the gospel of grace. Anything else is religion, and it can only save you. It can never make you a son. Hey, my time is up. I thank you for yours. And the door of faith is open unto you.